This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab and Islamic leaders on Saturday met in the Saudi capital Riyadh, blasting the Israeli operation and its heavy toll on Palestinian civilians and infrastructure. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, whose visit to Saudi Arabia for Saturday's summit was the first by an Iranian president in more than a decade, claimed the Israeli military operation in Gaza was the worst crime witnessed in human history. Raisi went on to urge Arab and Islamic states to designate the Israeli army a terrorist group and to impose a boycott on Israel, including oil and other goods. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, using a more measured tone, called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Gaza's border authority announced on Saturday the Rafah land crossing into Egypt would reopen on Sunday for foreign passport holders and dependents. The crossing between Gaza and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula is the only entry into the strip not controlled by Israel, and has been crucial for aid trucks and evacuees who number in the thousands. More than 300,000 pro-Palestinian protesters marched through central London on Saturday, calling for a ceasefire now in the Gaza Strip in the largest rally to date. Protesters set off green and red flares, waved Palestinian flags, and demanded occupation no more, while a group of Jewish pro-Palestinian protesters held placards reading, "Not in our name." Ministers had called for the cancellation of the march, with Interior Minister Suella Braverman saying protesters were hate marchers. This is VOA News. Reports from Myanmar say one of the military government's jet fighters has crashed in a combat zone in the eastern state of Kaya. No warplanes are known to have been shot down previously by resistance forces since the army seized power in 2021 from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Hundreds of environmental activists marched in Kenya's capital Saturday, demanding drastic curbs on the use of plastic worldwide ahead of a meeting to negotiate a global plastics treaty. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Nations agreed last year to finalize, by 2024, a world-first UN treaty to address the scourge of plastics found everywhere from mountaintops to ocean depths. Representatives of more than 170 nations will meet in Nairobi Monday to negotiate what concrete measures should be included in a binding worldwide treaty to end plastic pollution. Activist Frankie Roan, who marched Saturday in Kenya, told the Reuters news agency what he'd like to see come out of that meeting.
We're looking for them to not just use words, but we want actual physical, tangible action to follow. We want them to say exactly what it is that their stance on the Global Plastics Treaty, and not make things optional but binding in the Global Plastics Treaty.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk says the heart protective benefits of its widely popular obesity treatment are due to more than just weight loss. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Novo had released early data in August, which showed Wegovy reduced incidence of heart attack, stroke, or death from heart disease by 20%. It's been shown to help patients lose an average of 15% of their weight. Now, the full results from the drug maker's SELECT trial are out, and researchers say they show Wegovy reduced the risk of a non-fatal heart attack by 28% and heart-related death by 15% compared to a placebo. Novo said the cardiovascular benefits appeared before patients started losing weight, which could mean heart protection was not purely due to weight loss.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Former U.S. President Donald Trump, if reelected in 2024, would expand his first-term immigration crackdown to include sweeping roundups of people who would be held in large camps to await deportation, the New York Times reported on Saturday. Trump is the leading contender for the 2024 Republican Party presidential nomination, and he will likely face U.S. President Joe Biden in a rematch of their 2020 contest. The Biden-Harris campaign, in a statement, called Trump's immigration plans extreme racist, cruel policies. I'm Joe Ramsey.